Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in Mr. Sweeney Murdy to talk Yankee baseball. And as you can imagine, Sweeney, Yankee fans are not all that happy. You know, Aaron Boone was asked about sending a message. And do players really get into that whole thing about sending messages to tell Tampa, hey, we're back, this is our year? Is that the way it works with a player's mentality?
I don't think so, based off of 162 games. I think that's really hard to do. You know, everything changes day to day. You know, but I think the players just really have one thing in mind, come out every day and play well. And yesterday they didn't play well.
Yeah, they certainly didn't. And, you know, defense was one of those things that talked about, and shortstop especially. But DJ LeMahieu did not make a play that normally he would make. And, you know, there are a couple of balls at second base that I thought could have been caught as well.
Yeah, made an error. I think the couple of plays on the turf there that Tyler Wade was trying to maybe go to second base on and kind of, you know, measure himself to make that play, and they got past them. So it wasn't a strong game. You know, the focus defensively is probably going to be on Gleyber Torres for a while, though, just because, you know, this isn't about picking on Gleyber Torres, but I mean, even the Yankees have admitted that he's better at second base than he is at shortstop. And the fact is that there are a few incredible shortstops coming out of the free agent market this winter. So that's really why the focus is on Gleyber, because you're going to have options to choose from. I don't know if you'll have which options you'll have at the trade deadline, but you know, if you view yourself as a championship team and you're going to have money to spend, which the Yankees always do, you know, there are options out there, which is why there is such a focus on Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, no question about it. And by the way, the Sweeney Murdy Yankee Report is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. And by Wallauer's Paint and Design. Wallauer Paint and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit shop.wallauer.com. Sweeney, the other question, you know, the Aaron Judge tightness and soreness or whatever it is in this situation. You know, a lot of people have criticized the answer that, you know, Aaron Boone gave, but I don't know what the guy's got to say. I mean, how do you characterize a situation like this? Is it an injury? Is it precautionary? You know, it could have been put a little bit more artfully, I suppose, but I don't really understand what Aaron Boone is supposed to say about Aaron Judge exactly.
Well, I think the problem really stems from the mystery around Judge for, you know, several years now. There's always seems to be something that they're never quite willing to divulge. I think a lot of it stems from Judge. If you go back to 2017, he was never willing to admit that there was anything wrong with his shoulder. But when we walked into the clubhouse after every game, there's an ice pack on his shoulder. And then, after a couple of months, you know, where you would say logically you'd think maybe there was a cortisone shot. He never admitted to getting one, but it got better pretty quickly, and he started hitting again. And if you look at, you know, in subsequent years, there just seems to be very little information given from Judge on these. So, and we haven't had, because of the world we're in now, we haven't had an opportunity to speak to Judge about it directly. So I think just because of the player, how important he is, how frustrating it's been with, you know, listen, the getting hit by a pitch and breaking his wrist is one thing, But the other things, there always seems to be a little air of mystery as to exactly when he'll be back and the information from him specifically. So I can understand some of the skepticism around it. And you watch how well he hit. You want him in the lineup. And it's early in the season. It's difficult, for fans to wrap their mind around players getting a day off early in the season. This is a little bit different because he's dealing with something. We'll see if he's in the lineup today. I can understand the frustration around it, but your point is taken. If they don't want to divulge a whole lot about it right now, it's hard to talk around it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's almost like Bill Belichick and the injury reports. He never really got a straight answer. And, people are blaming Aaron Boone, and I think he's taking one for the team. And I think Aaron Boone does that all the time. I mean, you almost never hear him single out a player or, there's always a reason why a guy didn't make a particular play. He's very, very protective of his players, and I think they appreciate it. But the fans don't. The fans want, I want to hear the truth. This guy didn't hustle. This guy didn't make the play. And a manager can't do that in this day and age, can he?
Well, I think, you have a point about protecting players and making sure that that players trust the manager. I did hear an interesting discussion yesterday with Buster Olney and Boog Shambi talking about, the injuries and, reminding us that the team is not under any obligation. They're not under oath to tell us the truth about injuries, but we are also then not obligated to believe everything they say. You kind of have to go off the information you have, and you're not subpoenaing medical information on a baseball player to get a proper read on his injury. So you kind of have to take it at face value. I don't know why they wouldn't just get a test on a player as important as Judge, but he also took batting practice yesterday indoors, so there's a possibility he can play today. So kind of just trying to measure the idea of how serious this is and what it is really hard when you're trying to put all these pieces together and you're not really able to, you're not under any obligation. They're not under any obligation to give you all the information.
Yeah. And, G.R. Shella is out because of a reaction to the COVID shot. And, I'm knocking on wood. I've had both my shots. My wife has had both her shots. We had a very, very small reaction to them, but everybody is different. And, with this COVID protocol, does that mean he's out for the weekend or can he come back if he feels better today? What's the deal on that? That's how they handle that with Urshela.
He's on the COVID injured list and there's no minimum stay on the COVID injured list. And in fact, after last night's game, the Yankees actually took Mike Ford off the roster. Ford had been put on before yesterday's game because of Urshela, but they optioned Ford back to AAA or the alternate site after last night's game. So that would indicate to me that Urshela was feeling better and is probably able to play today.
Yeah. I can just tell you anecdotally information about the vaccines. Usually after the second one, there is some reaction. It could be muscle soreness. It could be a lack of energy. Some people even go so far as to, I feel like vomiting or I get the chills. But generally, it seems the reactions are mild. And ironically, it seems that the younger people are having more of a reaction than people of age. And women seem to be more susceptible to the reactions as well.
Yeah, I don't know what his reactions were. It was just enough to take him out of the lineup for a day. I can tell you, I got my first shot, and I felt like somebody punched me in the arm about 400 times for about 2 days. So if his arm felt like anything like that, then I would imagine it's probably hard to swing a bat. So I don't know. Again, without knowing specifically what he's dealing with, I can't speak to that. But that was my reaction.
One of the things that I think you take out of the game that I liked to see was the situation where Giancarlo Stanton is up. He's got a couple of runners on, and instead of, going for the long ball, he gets a pitch outside, and it looked like all along he was planning to hit that ball to right field, and he hits a nice little bouncer. There was nobody within 100 feet of it, and he knocks in two runs, and that's, hitting, situational hitting, which is refreshing to see.
Well, he made contact, you know. I mean, there were plenty of times where he hasn't done it. I think his idea is to hit the ball hard. And, you know, he takes a hard swing. And it looked like that pitch was perfect for him. And he made contact with it and hit it in that right spot. You know, I don't think Stanton is all of a sudden going to turn into a singles hitter. I think you're going to see him swing hard and swing and miss quite a bit. It was a nice spot for him yesterday where he was able to do that. I didn't get a chance to speak to him, so I don't know. I didn't see what he said about his particular plan right there. But remember that, you know, the next batter was Aaron Hicks, and he had a two-run homer. And, you know, those are going to play too. The Yankees got plenty of hits. And hits to the other side in that last game against the Orioles, they just didn't get enough runs across. You know, Baltimore got four hits the entire game, and two of them were solo homers early on against Tyone, which is really, you know, in an indirect way, that's what led them to winning that game, even in extras, because if those couple of hits were singles, they, you know, the game would have been over in nine innings. And you know, they're going to need to hit home runs too. I mean, I understand your point about seeing him hit that ball and, you know, in the right spot with the overshift. But he's, you know, his season is going to be successful if he hits a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, gets a bunch of RBIs too. You know, the unfortunate thing for the Yankees yesterday, they take the 4-2 lead in that inning, and Kluber comes back the next inning, throws a lot of pitches, and just can't shut the door. And that is so important in games. You know, we've talked about it forever. They were talking about it on the air that, you know, when you grab the lead, you got to close the door and make the other team think, okay, we're not coming back in this one. And Kluber couldn't do it. And then, of course, Nick Nelson came in and gave up the big hits. And there goes the lead.
The first bat outing for Nelson has looked pretty good. Kluber, you know, Kluber's hard to read because we don't have a lot of personal history with him. We don't really know a lot about, you know, just really how he ticks. So listening to him answer questions after the game, you got the sense that he wasn't really worried about it. His velocity is down a little bit, but, you know, that doesn't really seem to be the main issue. He just seems to be off a little bit. But you're not hearing him worried about even like a couple of ticks down on velocity. The results, sure. But I he's got a little bit more of a leash here because he's got a track record. And with a guy who has a track record like that, you kind of wait to see. He doesn't always get off to good starts in a season, too. So that might be part of it with him. You kind of got to wait. As long as he's healthy, if he's healthy and he's, you know, and he's convinced that this is going to, you know, move okay for him, then you kind of got to live with it because the Yankees do have a lot invested in him for this year. And this is kind of a long game. You know, I've been teasing this idea of durability over dominance this year. Like, you need players to stay healthy and make lots of starts. You know, a great Corey Kluber for 15 starts is not as good as a good Corey Kluber for 30 starts. So, you know, and on most days, the offense is going to be able to pick you up, you know, not when you give up a 10 spot. We'll see. He's going to keep getting the ball, I think, and hopefully there's some improvement along the way that's at least incremental, if not, you know, dramatic.
Yeah, and not to make excuses for him, but he wasn't missing by a lot. You know, there were a lot of pitches that were very, very borderline that could have gone either way that seemed to be called balls in this situation. And strikes me with the lack of velocity and that he's got, and even if he's at his peak velocity, he's not throwing 97 miles an hour. So he's got to be very precise and very fine, and it's either he's got to get a little bit more into the zone, or he's got to get an umpire who's a little bit more forgiving.
Well, I think this just all comes with, you know, let's remember that he pitched one inning last year and was out after May the season before. So he looked okay in the spring, different game when the season starts. And I think you're just kind of waiting for him to kind of, you know, build up this rhythm a little bit and see what he's got, because obviously he's had a lot of talent in the past.
Yep. And Aaron Hicks hitting the home run yesterday, and he struggled a little bit to start the season, so that was a pretty good boost for him.
I would think so. You know, he's a guy that, you know, the strikeouts are really what bothered him, because even last year, even in a short season, he walked more than he struck out. You know, this is a guy that doesn't chase pitches, and he was shaking his head yesterday talking about how many strikeouts he's had, because that's just really not his game, chasing pitches out of the zone. So a little bit more focus. And part of that is also, you know, starting out, was he 1 for 15 or something like that to start with? You start chasing hits when you're chasing pitches out of the zone. So maybe something to put him back at ease and get back into that mind where you see him walking two or three times in a game instead of striking out 2 or 3 times in a game.
You know, I also didn't think that Tuchman took a very good route on that ball that just got over his head. Did you see that too? Was it a question of not picking it up with the ceiling and everything? Or do you think it was just going to be a double no matter what?
But the one that went over his head and the one that went past him for the 3-run double, that's the one
both.
That's the route. Yeah, I mean, I think it might be a little difficult. You got to remember the dome in Tampa, it's, I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, it changes with sunlight and stuff outside. It's a 3 o'clock game under that roof. You know, it's not like inside a house where it's a solid roof. You know, it changes with from day to night. So kind of a weird time of day, you know, to play there and your first time playing in that all year. I think it's not easy to pick up. I would say that, you know, there's also difficulty. Now, at Tropicana Field, it probably doesn't matter because there's usually not very many people in those seats. But when you're playing in a ballpark that has empty seats, sometimes that's a little bit difficult for maybe pick up the ball depending on where it comes from. I mean, this is all just sounding like excuses. I'm just trying to give you maybe possible reasons. But it's your first time playing there this year and some weird circumstances. Maybe just didn't pick up the ball. I don't know.
Yeah, and even LeMahieu on that pop fly to the mound. I mean, he thought he was under it, and then he had to dive to make a great catch on what should have been just a routine fly ball and a good fielder, too. So,
yeah, they weren't crisp yesterday. That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, certainly not. Okay, Sweeney, out of time, but thank you. We will talk to you again next weekend. We'll see how things shake out.
Thanks, Richard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.